Hello and welcome to Media Canvas, a show in which I consume a piece of media and then review it. I had a few different thoughts for this month about what I was going to do, but at the time where I sat down to write up the review, there is one thing that's been fresh in my mind, and so I decided to put the other things off and go with this instead. That thing that's fresh in my mind is Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Pokemon Shining Pearl, remakes of the Diamond and Pearl games for the DS. Being remakes of games I've played in the past, mostly for me, it was kind of a game to hold me over until Arceus Legends comes out in about 3 months, but I'm also a Pokemon fan, so I thought it would be something fun to do, see what they did to change things. What I got was exactly what I expected with the remakes. I went through basically the entire game making use of only my starter. It was exclusively the thing I used 95% of the time. I know about type matchups, and I explore a lot when playing the games to battle trainers on the routes, find new Pokemon, though there's nothing new in this game, so I didn't do quite as much just battling wild stuff for new things, but the point is, I was overleveled with my starter right up until the Elite Four at the end, but I'll get more into that little thing a bit later. My point is, the game didn't really do anything new for me, but it's on my mind, and here we are. While I haven't really done any of the shiny hunting or competitive breeding, since there's no competitive thing I'm doing anytime soon, and I can do anything really I want to in Sword Shield for competitive stuff, arguably a lot easier since I already have my breeding stuff set up. So, first of all, let's talk about the graphics. When they first announced the game, they gave us a trailer, and online, as per usual, there was a loud minority that was complaining about the art style of the game and making it just so that it was like, there's a lot of people who seem to don't like this, but it really wasn't. It was just kind of that vocal group, and some people even took the time to make fan trailers in which they redid the entire art style to be more in line with the art style of Sword and Shield, which really wasn't justified in my opinion. This is because they converted a 2D art style with a chibi overworld design into these incredibly well done chibi 3D models that convert pretty well from, you know, the sprite chibi to the 3D chibi model to the character design in the battles, where you get a more detailed image of the trainers you're battling and your character. The Pokemon all look fantastic, and once you unlock the ability for them to follow you around, which is still one of my favorite things, even with a lack of personality here that we got in the Let's Go Eevee and Pikachu games, they look fantastic. You get that Pokemon following you around. It's not a generic sprite. It is that Pokemon. It's really well done. And I'm a fan of that. I know some people are not, but it's cool. And I feel like going forward, they can work to add more of that personality we got in the Let's Go games in the future. Because it seems like this feature's sticking around now, as we've had it in Let's Go, Sword Shield DLC, and now these games. The overworld art style has all the things that I really expect out of Pokemon games for appearance, and that's honestly that it's mostly bland routes and maybe a bit of side exploration filled with grass to allow wild encounters, and honestly, for Pokemon, that's completely fine. The important thing is that it fits thematically to allow you to discover new Pokemon, which I think is should be more the focus, not the world itself. That being said, the snowy area of this game really does stand out, because to me it captured some of that beautiful fresh snow feel I get when I first go out into fresh snow. While there are absolutely beautiful moments in more recent games like Sword and Shield for scenery, I feel like the 2D to the 3D, what they did was fantastic again. The gameplay is Pokemon. It's a turn-based RPG with tight matchups, some being more effective against others than some. And if you know these matchups, the game is never going to be hard for someone who has played the series for years. However, running around the world feels off. I used to use the bicycle all the time, and even in Sword Shield, I used it a lot. I used it as soon as you would get it in every other game. But this one, it feels slower than the running shoes. And I do think I narrowed this down to the fact that there's a momentum change as you get started to move and as you turn, which being instantly as fast as the bike would go in the past really probably plays into that. But going from that to here, you really notice it. They really did their best to convert it to this game where you have 360-ish degree movement, but it doesn't quite work. And by 360-ish degree movement, I mean it's not really on a grid like the old games, but if you try to move at an angle, it doesn't quite move smoothly. Like, there's a stutter to it, and I'm not sure why that is. And maybe it's just me projecting something that's not there, but I feel it. And I have a feeling some other people do as well. Last is something I was struggling to realize until it was mentioned by someone else. This is the fact that the buildings, walls, and objects in the world are like super-powered magnets. And by that, I mean your character will be moving near something, a building, an object, etc., and you catch on it and stop. Complete halt. You have to readjust your angle, and then you can move again. There are no new Pokemon this time around. Nothing to talk about there. They're Pokemon we've seen in the past, so no standouts to mention. Going back to being overleveled, like I mentioned before, it's something that just kind of comes naturally if you're not speeding through the game at a frenetic pace, making sure to battle all the trainers and all that. But when you get to the Elite Four, suddenly they take quite the jump up, and you wind up in a very similar level range to what your Pokemon are, which isn't a problem normally because type advantage and all of that. But this game made a choice that I learned about when doing a bit of reading into the game as a final step for the review. What we have for the, I swear it's the first time ever in this game, is an Elite Four that not only has held items, but the Pokemon they use are competitively built. This means that they are programmed to use actual competitive strategies and have maximized the important stats for each Pokemon. While this doesn't make the game hard, you still have your super effective steamroll through thing, you know, fire type, hit them with water move, etc. I would certainly say it threw a wrench in my normal pace for Pokemon. Without really getting into the complicated competitive stuff that comes with that sort of thing and understanding EVs, IVs, etc., the only thing I can say is that more than likely just spamming the super effective move, like I mentioned before, will not let you just roll through the Elite Four. And this, like, obviously super effective is still gonna, you know, smash through things, but there's just enough of a change where you can't just spam one button and blah, done. On top of the leaders not all having appropriate type. The fire guy doesn't actually have all that many fire Pokemon, weirdly enough. The change really is a double-edged sword for me, as it does add an extra layer for those who have played Pokemon for over 20 years like myself, but this could be the very first game for a six-year-old, and if a six-year-old makes it to the Elite Four, they're going to get stomped over and over and over, and that's not really a fun experience. So, for bringing new fans in, this has a set of problems. As far as remakes go, they give us the story we remember, but I find myself wishing they had done a singular remake and used the Platinum game as the base. I know they did the Diamond Pearl thing because of suckers like myself who will always buy both. With that being the thing, Pokemon and all that, I really want to love it. But I just keep thinking about Platinum and the improvements it made and the issues with the gameplay, running around the world, having hangups. I find for me, it's as I stated in the beginning, it's just a game to hold me over for a few months until the new Pokemon game. These things are the reason why I give Brilliant Diamond, Shining Pearl, Pokemon games I want to love, a 2 out of 5 rating. If you would like to follow me on social media and YouTube, you can find me on Twitter, YouTube, and the like at DameKage.